insurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Today in court, Gianna Gelosi, Fox News, one suspect connected to the deadly shooting of NYPD detective Jonathan Diller returns to court today. Lindy Jones was allegedly driving the car with Diller's alleged killer inside and now faces 15 years in prison. Officer Diller was laid to rest Saturday on Long Island, surrounded by thousands of supporters and fellow officers. The work not stopping to clear the channel that leads to the busy port of Baltimore.
Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore said while there were six lives lost on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsed when a cargo ship crashed into it, there are more priorities for him. On Fox News Sunday, he said reopening access to Baltimore's port and learning what led to the tragedy are important.
I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again, and we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
The Biden administration is pledging the federal government will pay for that rebuild. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Israel's prime minister is facing calls for his ouster from people of his own country.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once again rejecting calls for an early election. This after thousands of protesters took to the streets this weekend demanding he step down. They're also demanding the release of all hostages in Gaza. Netanyahu claims the elections would only help Hamas and derail ongoing hostage negotiations. He also continues to stress that a ground invasion in Gaza's crowded Rafah city is necessary to defeat Hamas. More protests are expected.
That is Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's surgery for a hernia was a success. He's awake and conversing with family members. That is according to the hospital where the prime minister was having the surgery. Doctors diagnosed Netanyahu's hernia during a routine checkup Saturday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
An ailing Pope Francis delighting Christians and Catholics around the world by presiding over Easter Sunday Mass.
Pope Francis has been battling episodes of bronchitis and the flu over the past few months. He appeared happy, healthy, and in good spirits. He delivered his Easter message from St. Peter's Basilica after morning Mass. Thousands gathered to hear from him. Pope Francis also addressed the ongoing violence in Haiti, praying for the Lord to help people there as they fight to survive hunger and violence.
May the risen Lord assist the Haitian people so that there can soon be an end to the acts of violence, devastation, and bloodshed in that country.
Pathways to Peace was a large part of his message this Easter Sunday.
And that is Fox's Christina Coleman. Meanwhile, the top U.S. diplomat is traveling overseas for a major NATO meeting this week. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to France and Belgium starting this week. In France, the State Department says Blinken will meet with Emmanuel Macron to discuss the ongoing war in Israel and efforts to, quote, prevent escalation of the conflict in Gaza. The secretary will then head to Brussels for the NATO foreign ministers meeting,
which coincides with the 75th anniversary of NATO on April 4th.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. The meeting comes as the UN approved a ceasefire resolution concerning Israel and Gaza, and the U.S. faced pushback from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the Biden administration's decision to abstain and not to veto. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Well, starting today in California, the new minimum wage for fast food workers climbs to $20 per hour. The new law going into effect, likely to affect customers, could mean price hikes and the possibility of smaller serving sizes as restaurant owners try to pay for the new wage. It was supported by the trade association representing fast food franchise owners. It applies to chains with more than 60 locations nationwide. I'm Gianna Gelosi. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois Board of Trustees voted to extend the contract of System President Tim Colleen. New contract will keep Colleen as Illinois president through at least 2027. He served as University of Illinois president since 2015. Black business leaders say Illinois colleges and universities can do more to hire black vendors. Advocates told the Higher Education and Appropriations Committee in Springfield many higher education institutions are only members of the local chambers of commerce. They said community colleges and universities need to participate in minority business associations. A familiar name back as Decatur's next city manager, Decatur's Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, announcing her intention to hire Tom Gleason to succeed Scott Wrighton as city manager. Wrighton's retiring in May. Gleason was Decatur's city manager before he took the same job in Bloomington 6 years ago. Wolf says Gleason's the right person for the job and that Decatur deserves the very best. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, hey, it's Monday. It's 4-1-24.
Yes, so welcome to April.
Welcome to the second quarter.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too. We had to get our, you know, first quarter report
yeah,
in
all
with
the stuff
FCC,
we do,
the issues and programming report.
Working on all our things to get into April 1. And then, of course, we did have a basketball game over the weekend.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I forgot about
that. I don't know if they played yesterday because since Illinois lost so yeah, I quit watching.
Right.
Because I'm salty.
Look away.
Yeah. Doesn't matter anymore.
That was a cruel early April Fool's
Well, let me just mention our guy John Decker from White House correspondent Gray Television that's on weekly with us. His final four was UConn, Purdue, North Carolina State.
Oh boy.
And he did have North Carolina. So he got 3 out of 4 and he's in the 97th percentile.
So he didn't pick Alabama who beat Clemson.
He did not. But
okay.
3 out of 4 is in the 97th percentile in
okay,
the country.
Okay.
Because nobody had North Carolina State.
Maybe I ought to give him a call to help me with weather forecasting.
Well, we have stuff to say here. We'll get into that in a moment. Let's get our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, you should monitor your skin here in April and talk with your doctor if you notice any changes. For more information, go to carl.org/skin cancer.
I got cloudy conditions across East Central Illinois. Mr. Greg Soulier to give us a peek of the weather for the week. What you seeing here, fella?
Well, we're going to redefine active, moisture-laden, wide swings of weather, temperatures, weather systems, and all of that here for this week. And, boy, we'll almost go into a late winter look and feel by the middle part of the week, then essentially and abruptly bypass spring and move directly, virtually, if you want to put it in the context of the old board game Monopoly, into an almost early summer feel. That on tap here for later next week. And still looks to be somewhere centered around the 15th to 18th, somewhere in that range where we begin the pattern shift into some drier and extended drier weather around here. Until then, boy, we've got a fair amount of rain coming our way with any early season field work in mind. And these ranges of temperatures, we've actually had a cold front kind of stall to our south. It was responsible for some of those hail-bearing storms that tracked to the west and south of us yesterday evening time. 51 at Willard and Savoy now, 48 at Rantoul to 46 at the Kankakee to 57 at Effingham to 68 at St. Louis right now. The showers and thunderstorms for the overnight hours are in through western Ohio already on a fast jet stream current. Our next round of moisture probably going to impact that ball game up at Wrigley with the Cubs and Rockies this afternoon, their home opener. That moisture streaking southeastward out of northwestern Iowa. That's kind of the context for the forecast today. Cloudy, mild, in a range actually of temperatures north to south out of Champaign and Champaign County, right around here in town, about 65. Cooler north, warmer south, and some showers and thunderstorms will come a calling this afternoon. Other than that, just a sprinkle around for this morning. Gusty east wind. Periods of rain, rumble of thunder tonight, down to 52. Some pretty good rainfall as well over parts of the area. Tomorrow, windy, turning colder, a few showers, maybe a morning thunderstorm. Highs up near 53, then falling into the 40s the afternoon. And a cold upper system generates more showers of rain and snow tomorrow night after midnight, low down to 35. And it's conceivable we could get a coating half to three quarters of an inch on colder surfaces here Wednesday morning. A little rain in the afternoon. Highs up to 45. 40s for highs Thursday, 50s Friday and Saturday, 60s on Sunday, should top 70 by this time next week. And late in the weekend, early next week, more rain with some showers and thunderstorms. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soulier.
All right, Illinois lost to Connecticut. It was a very good from the standpoint of score, good first half.
77-52.
Yeah, but that was the bad part.
Oh.
It was 23-23. And then the wheels came off. I mean, it was 30-0 after
right,
that.
The halftime. What happened at halftime?
They came out and just blitzed us. And, you just step back and give me another couple days. It was a really fun season, and it was a successful season. As one of our top five teams, I think, in the last 50 years, there's no question about that.
Yep.
I think Lauren Tate writes about that in the Gazette this morning about his, and he put this at number four in the last 50 years.
So okay.
It's a good year.
Well, in 05, I know that, we made the Elite Eight then, right?
05 was the final game. 2001 was the 54 fouls called on us against Arizona. And as many times as there were fouls in this game on Saturday, I much prefer banging around no call versus 54 fouls. We had 54 fouls called in that Arizona-Illinois game in 2001.
Okay, then.
And then you look at the 2021 when Io and Kofi and we won the Big Ten, COVID, all of that.
Yeah.
16-4 in the Big Ten. We lost to Loyola in that second game in the NCAA. From the standpoint of the tournament, what really is the thing that matters the most in college basketball is the NCAA tournament. So we did well. We got to the final eight teams.
Absolutely.
It was just a thump. Now the question, I think, across the country is how good is Connecticut? Are they going to win this thing? I have a hard time believing UConn loses to anybody. Even Purdue. I think Purdue could give them a game, maybe, because they kind of equalized the big men. But it was just a kind of a unfortunate way to go. Because it wasn't competitive after that run.
That's right.
And there's just, what are you going to do? UConn beat San Diego State, who made the final game last year, by 30 the game before. And they've averaged 28 points, 25 points beating people. So we were like part of the game.
Right.
But is UConn that good? And they just very well might be. But so we ran into a buzzsaw.
They'll be facing Alabama then. And Purdue will face North Carolina State in the Final Four.
I can't imagine how North Carolina State could beat Purdue. But I can't imagine North Carolina State losing four games in a row. And then winning five straight to win their tournament to get into the tournament.
Right.
And then even four more. I don't...
76-64, decidedly overdue.
They were in control. They made all their baskets. Illinois couldn't make anything. You know, we went nearly an hour of lifetime, of hour, without a score. Like an hour, because you had halftime, and you had no score before the half, and you had no score after that. It went like 50 minutes.
Oh, it just felt so bad. My brother Gary was talking about they're double teaming, just trying to, talking about pace and back. Well, I know he joined the Illini Nation with those sentiments.
You could double the big man, make him give it up, and then they kick it out to a wide open guy, and they weren't making threes. But the big guy just had his way. Whatever that 7'2" kid clinging, very, very good.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's Brad after the game.
I didn't expect that. All tons of credit to UConn. I thought that we were in a good spot at half, especially after the slow start. I thought clinging dominated the first half. With his defensive abilities, we obviously came out in the second half and got blitzed. Got some decent looks. Kind of felt like we were doing some of the things we've always done. But Donovan made good blocks, and then they do what they do. They got out in transition, turned some of those blocks, turned a few turnovers into layups, but give them credit. I stink at these and end of the season deals. 29 wins, Big Ten championship, Elite Eight. I don't want one person in this program that's had anything to do with our men's basketball program to remember it about this game. What an incredible season. They took a coach on a ride that was so fun. It's the funnest group of guys I've ever been around to coach in terms of enjoyment, the professionalism, their achievement. It's very hard to win 29 games in college basketball. This team did that playing the schedule that we played. Today wasn't our day. We're a game short of the Final Four. Getting to the Elite Eight, It's not something that we're gonna just forget about and blow off. That's quite a successful season. Coleman's been with us 4 years. What an unbelievable season that he's had, and unbelievable career. Marcus has been with us a year, so we've got the gamut. The guy that's been with us 4, the guy that's been with us 1, both of them all league players. Both of them as good a people as they are players. Marcus came in and was everything and more that we thought he would be when he transferred in. The same from Quincy, the same from Justin. And obviously, Terrence, being a part of that. I just our young guys, I feel great about. But great season, tough ending. I'm so blessed. I mean, I'm truly blessed that I got to coach this group. And today wasn't what any of us expected. But that being said, I might be the most blessed person in college basketball today.
Brad Underwood after that loss to UConn. Illinois loses, the season ends. That was the first double-digit loss of the season. It was a heck of a year. All right, Cardinals last night late.
Yes.
What a shame.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The first series of the season is in the books for the Cardinals, and the Cardinals dropped 3 out of 4 in Los Angeles. They had a 4-0 lead, only to have the Dodgers come back to win 5-4, and they won it on a home run by Max Muncy.
Dodgers have a very good lineup. They are tough to beat. Cardinals had a chance to do so. A highlight of the game was Steven Matz pitching well, and Victor Scott picking up his first 2 major league hits. Good for Victor.
And Victor Scott was able to score some runs, a game winner in the game on Saturday night, and helped the Cardinals to a 4-0 lead. But the bullpen was overtaxed in the first 3 games. It showed up yesterday.
So extra innings, rain, and short starts the first couple of days did the Cardinals in yesterday. They should be more at full strength today.
And that's against the Padres in San Diego. We're on the air tonight at 7:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 8:30. I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Matt Waldron at 8:40 Central Time. Kyle Gibson will start for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
All right, I guess our Cubs ended up winning over Texas, 9-5.
Both Cubs and Cardinals Cardinals are 1-3, mm-hmm. Cubs are 1-2.
Yeah.
Tough open, so on the road, very good team.
Cubs heard over on US 105.9 against the Colorado Rockies. And as you know, UConn beat our Illinois basketball team in the Elite Eight. So the Final Four will be UConn and Alabama, Purdue, and North Carolina State.
All right, our weather this morning brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you so many great programs. And this week on April 4th, a peace march from King Park to Douglas Library. More details at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Dawg. Champaign and Ben Evans, Saturday active and moisture laden with wide swings of weather and temperatures and seasons this week. And we'll do it all over again next week. Matter of fact, there are some indications of an almost early summer feel later next week and beyond. In the meantime, cloudy, mild for the day today. Temperatures to about 65, but in a range from north to south out of Champaign County, and maybe a stray shower this morning. Showers, thunderstorms will get it going this afternoon, and periods of rain continue tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm at a low down to 52. Northeast to north winds pick up for the day tomorrow, 53 in the morning, and falling temperatures. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm mainly for the morning hours. A little rain and some snow mixed for tomorrow night after midnight, low down to 35. And for the day on Wednesday, cloudy, windy, cold, a few showers of snow and rain, maybe even a small accumulation of colder surfaces, a high later in the day at 45. 40s on Thursday, 50s Friday and Saturday, into the 60s on Sunday. Thunderstorms are back in late in the weekend, early next week as well. For TVGA Broadcasting, Eddie Rochus, Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today marks the start of the second quarter of 2024. Reports on how manufacturing held up for the month of March will be released today, along with the Census Bureau's report on February construction spending. Ports along the East Coast of the U.S. are adjusting their operations to allow cargo diverted from Baltimore Harbor, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed last week. Those ports include the Port of Virginia and the Port of New York and New Jersey. Microsoft said today that it will sell its chat and video app Teams separately from its Office product globally. The announcement comes 6 months after the U.S. tech giant unbundled the two products in Europe in hopes of avoiding a possible antitrust fine from the EU, which has been investigating Microsoft's combining of Office and Teams. UPS is slated to become the primary air cargo provider for the United States Postal Service. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change a car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Basketball star Dane Danger on Living at Pacifica on Green.
Hi, I'm Dane Danger. Pacifica living here is just very convenient. You know, a lot of things are around. A lot of my classes are around the corner. It's a lot of food and things over here. My facility is down the street as well. So, you know, for me, it's just very convenient. I'm standing here by myself, so I have a lot of space to myself. You know, it's good for me.
The ultimate in student housing, Pacifica on Green at PacificaOnGreen.com. Yeah, what's up with Dane? He coming back? I mean, you have to ask that question of everybody now.
I know it.
I mean, who's our basketball team next year? Anyway, you can text us on the Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255. And while we got that far, you always want to go farther.
Yes.
And so I guess the setup with UConn, the number one team in the country and the tournament, you're saying, well, they're really good, but so are we. And now we can see how we stack up. And maybe that's where we're trying to go. UConn was, I think, the number two offense. We're the number one offense. But their defense was number eight. And they guarded really well, and we're not number eight. Maybe early in the season, but later in the season, 80th? I mean, we weren't great defensively.
Good point.
And if you don't have a big man, well, you can play without a big man, but when they have a big man, Coleman was given up 50 pounds.
Right.
You can't guard that. And if you get the ball 2 feet from the basket and you're 7'2", Stevie J can make that.
Right.
You're just dropping it in.
So UConn versus Purdue would be an interesting championship because they both have the big men.
I'm going to take UConn against anybody.
Really?
I just, not even a question. I just don't know how you play with that. I think they're that good. I think the country's looking at it that way, fortunately, not how bad Illinois looked, but how good UConn is, because people realize we've been playing well. I mean, we 9 of the last 10 Big Ten champions. I mean, all of that, you can say whatever you want about the Big Ten, that they're really, really only two really good teams.
I mean, when we beat Iowa State, it was funny to hear the UConn reaction of, dude, we don't want Illinois.
Fans didn't want Illinois, but what we chose to do was attack the basket, and they blocked 10 shots and probably intimidated 10 more. Mm-hmm. So it didn't work, obviously.
Right.
But it was, the question is, if you double the big fella, and feel free to text in because we're all lamenting here.
Of course.
But if you double the big guy, that's where they kick it out, and they weren't making threes, I get it. But would they make threes if they were pig or horse shots where you're sitting wide open and you could try and run to them? But generally, when you double, there's going to be somebody really open. Mm-hmm. And they've obviously gotten used to the big man being doubled. We chose to give him twos and not give up threes. We shot 25%. I mean, 17 out of 67, that's really bad. So I don't know. I think I'm going to say they were that good because we've been playing great. And I guess you got to see where we stood up against the elite team, the elite team. The team, I think, in the tournament is UConn. And, you know, it didn't work out. So.
Right.
We can now kind of say, look back at the thing like Brad did and say, man, that was fun. And it was.
Right.
It was really, really fun. These guys got along, hung out. We were in the final eight. It's hard to do that.
Yeah. And I'm on X now and the Illinois men's basketball and, you know, some of the, you know, snippets. The journey was beautiful. So many great posts from players. Amani Hansberry, and what a great year. Shout out to Illini Nation, you know, thanking the fans. Thank you, Illini Nation. This year has been special. Justin Harmon's tweet. You know, Marcus Domas, to all the fans, I'm extremely grateful on how you treated my family this season. You showed so much love and made this experience unforgettable for them. Thank you so much. Nicolo Moretti, I can't explain how lucky I am to be part of this group. I knew that I could count on any one of these guys lined up in this picture from day one. Through the ups and downs, we always protected each other like a true family. Thank you so much. And same with Luke Goody, who expressed happy Easter, Jesus is risen.
Yeah, I love that.
As coming out of the gate here. The whole season has been a blessing. Wow. I mean, there's just so much love amongst these guys.
I think it almost like, darn it, we didn't really, the season was so good. How'd that happen? And I think a lot of teams looking back playing UConn, particularly recently, they're probably all saying the same thing. How did we lose by 30? How did we lose by that much? And I think UConn just might be that good. We'll see. Alabama's playing their best ball. I don't think they'll beat UConn. And I just don't think Purdue can beat UConn either. I mean, it could be closer. But Klingon looked actually better to me than Edie. Edie doesn't move that quick. And Edie doesn't really have to guard anybody tall like that. So we'll have a bit of an... And I think it'll be interesting for the officials before that game, if it happens where UConn plays Purdue, to say, okay, how do you want to do this? Because if you call two fouls on either big man, it's over for whatever team has to sit. Because the other team can't stop him without that same guy. So it's an equalizer, and here's hoping it doesn't turn to what Illinois had in 05 when James Augustine got the two fouls and changed that game. But I rather have the bang around that guy got fouled but wasn't called versus 54 fouls called.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have let him play versus that. But overall, you step back. How much fun did we have?
That's right.
We had a lot of fun.
That's right.
All right. We're going to break. Come right back. Going to get the update on the bridge in Baltimore. Can they get that thing cleared out? What's the status of longshoremen jobs? There are 10,000 jobs, you know, out there. And I know that the trucks can still get to where they need to go, but the ships can't come back and forth because it's still blocked. You got to figure out how to get a passage. And then rebuilding that thing, I don't have any idea how long that's going to take.
Of course, we have the morning therapy for Illini Nation. Here's one saying, rooting for North Carolina State, Kareem Richardson is an assistant coach with Rantoul ties.
I remember Kareem Richardson. Okay. So he's an assistant for NC State?
I guess so.
I mean, do you call NC State a Cinderella? I guess it's definitely the biggest underdog. Again, they lost four in a row, went to the ACC tournament, having to win five times, and they did in a row every day, five games in a row.
Wow.
And this DJ, whatever his name is, DJ Moore? Unbelievable. The guy looks like the Pelican star from Duke.
Here's another great season. UConn is just another animal. The key is to capitalize on this year's success.
Mark Meharry was a great wrestler at Unity High School. Yes. Finished second in the state twice.
I remember.
The first time he went to state, Mark Meharry had beaten everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Chicago lifted Mark over his head. And I said, I don't know who he is, but he's a different animal.
Wow.
So when I saw that, I'm going, oh, I mean, he was from the University of Mars, actually. We found out later. We will be right back. 217-359-2255. Feel free to text in on a little therapy here this morning for all of us. We'll be right back. It is 7:31.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The White House Easter egg roll is this morning, but it's cracked with controversy over an egg decorating contest for children of National Guard members.
A flyer that was promoting the contest said kids' submissions must not include any questionable content, including religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Now, the White House says this restriction has been in place for 47 years, and the American Egg Board told Fox its rules are mandated by the USDA.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich of the White House, a suspect in the Easter Sunday shooting at a restaurant in Nashville. Still out there this morning. Cops identifying the shooter as 46-year-old convicted felon Anton Rucker, saying he gunned down a man after a reported beef while injuring a handful of others. The Final Four in college hoops for the men is set. North Carolina State stuns Duke, setting up a matchup with Purdue, while defending champ Connecticut faces Alabama.
Here's a look at local news. U of I could soon see a new master's program in video game development. It follows an approval by the UI Board of Trustees. Proposal citing the growing popularity of video gaming industry in recent years. A pattern Bureau of Labor Statistics projects to continue. While the program has received overwhelming support from key figures at the university, it must ultimately be approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. University of Illinois Board of Trustees voting to extend the contract of Assistant President Tim Killeen. New contract will keep him as Illinois President through at least 2027. Killeen has served as University of Illinois President since 2015. State agency responsible for training and certifying law enforcement hopes to receive over $23 million from lawmakers this year to improve curriculum and pay instructors. Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board is in the process of making many changes to comply with the Safety Act. The agency also requesting $10 million for grants to retain law enforcement. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5. NC State beat Marquette.
Mm-hmm. And then Joe is lamenting this morning.
Well, then they beat Duke. So who's to say NC State isn't one of those hot teams that just wins it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that. But maybe. I don't know. I know nothing, and I'm salty.
Oh,
so
boy.
Leave me alone. Weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvement, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff had a classic spring weather pattern continuing on here for this week. Matter of fact, almost late winter feel at times by the middle part of the week, and we'll certainly move right back from late winter to an almost early summer feel at some point by mid to late next week. No shortage of rainfall continuing on in these early days of April, including maybe some of the white stuff. Cloudy, mild for the day today. A shower around this morning. Showers, thunderstorms get going this afternoon. 65, but in a range of temperatures actually north to south out of Champaign County. Gusty east wind. Periods of rain tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm. Low down to 52. For the day tomorrow, northeast to north winds get going. 15 to 25 and gusty. 53 in the morning. Falling to the 40s in the afternoon. Showers. Maybe a thunderstorm as well for the morning hours. Late night snow and rain tomorrow night. A low down to 35. And a few showers of snow and rain for the day on Wednesday up to 45. 40s for highs on Thursday. 50s Friday and Saturday. 60s to low 70s Sunday and Monday. And thunderstorms return. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
ESPN 93.5, barge hit the bridge in Baltimore, came down, six died. Ryan, you there?
Hey, I'm here. What's going on?
Ryan Schmelz is Fox News radio reporter. So what do we know on the ground on this Monday, April 1? Any progress when it comes to trying to clear some debris, or what are we looking at so far?
Well, I think the big update we're probably going to get today is that the captain of the port is preparing to establish a temporary alternate channel on the northeast side of the main channel in the vicinity of the Francis Scott Key Bridge for commercial essential vessels. So what this specifically looks like, I think we have to wait a little bit more to learn what that truly looks like. But it is a way to alleviate some of the economic burdens that come with not having any ship traffic along the Francis Scott Key Bridge, because this is a very valuable port to not just the national economy, but the local and the global economy, too. So getting ships in and out of that area is going to be huge.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was another chance, even if it takes long. I mean, I imagine traffic, amazingly difficult and how they're doing that. But there's still ways to get there, just longer drives and more traffic, right?
Yeah, certainly. Yes. I mean, it's a helpful bridge for commuting. It's a helpful bridge for, getting to and from certain locations. And certainly when you talk about the state of Maryland, traffic's already bad in the Baltimore/Washington, D.C. area as it is. So losing a major bridge like this is a problem, but there are ways around it. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult. And of course, that's definitely a burden on commuters, but there are ways around it.
Okay, so they built a bridge, I think, in the 70s. Has anybody floated, like, time? I mean, I have no idea what it would take to put a bridge back up.
Yeah, no, we're still trying to figure that part out. You know, I think Governor Westmore, as well as some of the members of Congress, are preparing the people of Baltimore and the state of Maryland for the worst case scenario here. You know, they said this is going to be a long haul. You know, we're looking at potentially maybe 5 years, maybe even longer than that. We don't really know, though, until they truly get some type of study down and have a true estimate of what this is going to look like and how much this is going to cost. But, you know, we're still in the early stages. They've got to clear the debris first before they even get to that stage.
Are we absolutely sure what happened? Power went out, couldn't control it. Current's going. They hit it. It's a 1,000-foot ship. I mean, it's huge, so it wouldn't have taken much. I mean, so they just lost control of the vessel, right?
Well, that's the theory right now and what we've been told so far. But the NTSB is still going to do a full investigation, and they'll be able to make a definite conclusion of what happened on that ship when they complete that investigation. And then they can start talking about liabilities and who's at fault here, and potentially if the shipping company has to pay anything in terms of insurance for the reconstruction of the bridge. So I think all that's still up in the air until the investigation's completely done.
Horrible, six people died. But Ryan, it's at 3:30 in the afternoon. Oh, my Lordy, that would have been unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, it's scary to think that if this would have happened at a more busy time, rather than the middle of the night, this could have been, it could have been rough.
Well, the NTSB usually is pretty thorough. So we'll need to know, because, again, you're back that big. You can't turn a ship. It's a 1,000-foot cargo ship, and I presume loaded. That thing's going that way. It's going to take miles to turn like that. It's just crazy weight, crazy size. Ryan Schmelz on the ground. We appreciate the information on this, my friend. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you so much, as always.
7:38, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, on the bridge in Baltimore on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I mean, that's 1,000. Think of 1,000-foot. That's 3 football fields long.
Man.
And all the cargo, I don't know if it's empty or whatever, but you watch it. If you watch the video of it, it just kind of doesn't look like it's going very fast.
I know.
Doesn't take much when you have a force like that.
Right.
How long does it take a train to slow down?
Right.
So this is way bigger than that. So it's, aren't you glad you don't live in the region? Because that thing's going to be disrupted for a long time.
I realize when you see it crumple, it's just, I don't know why they didn't have like a football size buffer kind of thing. But I know, back in the day, maybe they just didn't do that. And when you consider what our cargo ships are carrying these days.
It's really heavy.
Yeah.
It's a lot on there. I mean, train cars stacked to the ceiling, right? Just all over the place. Those are train cars.
Right.
So it looks like little boxes. They're train cars full of things that we buy and stuff all the time on. It's just quite the industry. But to see that thing and you're going, what's going right at that stanchion?
Right.
And, man, it did come down. I don't know. And then they got to determine what the force of it did to the other stanchions and study the concrete and make sure it's not cracked.
Right.
There's a lot to it. It's 150 feet. Is it 50 feet deep? I don't know if I even heard a report. 150 feet from the bridge to the water, but how deep is the water? 50 feet would sound believable. But obviously, deeper the harder and all that. Mm-hmm. All right, it's 7:40. We've talked a lot about Illinois and UConn as the game season ended for us on Saturday. And again, it was like the end of Unforgiven, which is kind of a rough movie. It's Clint Eastwood and Gene Hackman.
Yes.
Gene Hackman said, "I don't deserve this."
Right.
And he said, "Deserving's got nothing to do with it." And that's what you feel the season was. It shouldn't have ended like that.
Right.
It just should have been closer. But then again, as it hurt more because you kind of knew pretty early it was over and we weren't going to win this game. So maybe it let us down a little easier.
Right.
And you look back on the thing and 29-9, you know, it's just third best season ever.
Third most wins in program history.
It's hard to get to 20. And it's hard to get to 30.
Absolutely.
We got to 29. And I guess it was just disappointing that you looked at, okay, man, let's see how good we are now. And you know, yeah.
Well, so, and UConn is what? Their coach had a four in the air? Was it their fourth time or something?
UConn, over the last 25 Final Fours, UConn has been to the Final Four now 6 times.
Oh, wow.
Every time they've won the title.
Mm.
They're 5-for-5. Who's to say they're not 6-for-6? Be the first team since Florida in 07, 08 to repeat. And I can't think of another team that's ever won 3 in a row, which could be what they're looking at in a week. UCLA, probably back in the 70s when they won like 8 out of 9.
I see.
Other than that, the John Wooden days, this is Connecticut. And the 6'2" fella is, I think he's a lottery pick in the NBA draft coming up. He's only a sophomore. He's had foot problems. So there's that, but boy, if he came back, good night. I mean, that'd be really hard to and imagine. The portal's open. The portal, guess Illinois got a lot of people that want to come here.
Yep,
they see their coach no shirt and playing a Super Soaker game. They want to kind of come and join the fun.
I love that, and we know four are definitely leaving, but could four come back? Is the COVID thing over?
Well, it's just about this whole swinging gate is about done.
Okay.
I think we're just about over and past that extra COVID year.
Right.
Which has been a remarkable transformation of college basketball.
That's what brought Marcus our way, right? From SIU.
Marcus is a fifth year. I don't know if that's the COVID year.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. Honestly, nobody knows.
Okay.
They just show up and they play. I have no idea how it works, and I think very few humans do.
Hey, speaking of scores and, you know, great people from our area, Philo, Milliken's Elise Knutson is in the portal.
Yeah,
isn't she?
I heard that, and so I think she's getting a lot of calls.
I'll bet.
She's the second leading scorer in America.
Right under Caitlin Clark,
So she's Division III, and saying, well, she can't play. Can't she?
Right.
Are you sure?
I know.
For somebody
we saw her on the court of Unity in the Rocket Center, beating Brian Cardinals.
What you need to tell Elise Knutson is she can't score at the big level. Just tell her that.
Yeah, that's
I'd like you to tell her that. I think that's exciting from the standpoint of her final year. She'll get to play somewhere. I think she's getting a call from a lot of big schools.
She was in my daughter Anna Jean's class in 2020.
Pretty cool. Okay, so, AJ Storr, Storr.
Okay.
The best player for the University of Wisconsin, who was, I think, Illinois Mr. Basketball. Okay. Wasn't he from Rockford?
Okay.
Didn't he kind of commit to us and then decided to go to Wisconsin?
Oh.
So what's AJ Storr doing at the Aspen Tap House? Where he was spotted Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we would take him because that guy, he's good.
So here's Rick saying, at this time of year, I would rather get blown out than lose by a buzzer beater. We had a great year with just a bad ending.
It was a great year with a bad ending. And would you get, I guess so. I mean, would you rather lose 82-80?
I know.
Or not score for an hour?
Either way, we're pacing.
It's brutal.
We're wringing our hands.
When we get a day or three to step back, this has been great.
Yes.
I mean, it just, And I just didn't want it to end.
You know, it was helpful to me and Luke Goody, you know, in his tweet, having Easter and saying, you know, lifelong memories with friendships. Honored to be a part of this history as one of the most accomplished Illinois teams of all time. Thank you for the Illinois fans for another great year.
And we won in the tournament.
Yes.
We hadn't been doing that. So this was, you know, to beat Iowa State and get to the Elite Eight and one step away, you just kind of wanted to see. We were all curious, how do we stack up to the best? And it wasn't so good. In the first half, it was fine. We should have had the lead. We should have had the lead in the first half. But, you know, so then they came out and just went nutty.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:45 in New York. It's 7:45 in Champaign-Urbana as we take a peek at sports headlines.
Well, and did you want to tee up some audio for me, or are we... No. You know what we should do is talk about the semifinals that the Illinois women's basketball team is in today at 4 o'clock in Indianapolis against Washington State.
WBIT.
Yes.
And this is...
Women's
great
basketball invitational tournament.
Great. Mm-hmm. From the standpoint of this program, you know, it's a process. So last year we accidentally made the NCAA. Mm-hmm. It was like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And then we went nuts. And then this year we're a little more reality of the progress. And so we still made a tournament. We'll take it. And then the tournament experience for these young ladies and the program. Shauna Green is an A-plus coach. And I think we got a big-time winner here, and I hope they can win this WBIT while they're at it.
That'd be great.
They're 17-15 and playing at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So go Illini.
And
4 o'clock Central? Eastern?
Yes.
Okay.
Darn it, that Indianapolis.
Did they change the clocks? Well, we never know
and,
that
And, stuff. You know, Indianapolis is in the zone for the totality for the eclipse next
weekend,
week on
yeah.
April 8th.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody about, you know, 3:45, but it's really 2:45 here or something like that. Anyway, it's that Indy thing. Five straight games we are winning in Illinois baseball after sweeping
yes.
Penn State over the weekend.
Well done, Dan Hartlib and team.
It's excellent. And 14-12 on the season, 5-1 in the conference.
Great.
So we had our St. Louis Cardinals. You know, they beat one against the Dodgers, right?
I honestly didn't think they'd win any.
Right.
But they had a 4-0 lead late last night.
And then the Dodgers came back and won 5-4.
Yeah. Three
Steven
runs.
Steven
Matz looked good in five
Some
innings.
Some of those pitches were like 96 mile an hour and all
well,
that.
Oh, he was placing it well.
Yeah.
Going up and down, in and out. And
especially with Shohei
well.
Ohtani. I saw him strike out a couple of times.
Yep. He got a double later, but he did strike out twice.
Yes,
true.
He did.
Yep.
So St. Louis will face the San Diego Padres, and you'll have that first pitch with John Rooney around 8:40 here on ESPN 93.5. Across the hallway, we had the Cubs beating Texas 9-5 yesterday.
Yep.
They've got a series starting up against the Colorado Rockies this afternoon at 1:20. So my... shift playing country music starting at 9 will wrap up a little early today. We had the Bulls over Minnesota 109-101. They've got a game against Atlanta tonight. Brooklyn is Indianapolis to face the Pacers. And of course, we probably already know what the Final Four looks like. UConn taking on Alabama, and Purdue and North Carolina State, with Father Joe texting in, you know, lamenting about Marquette's loss to North Carolina State. They're just hot right now.
I think a lot of people had two of the Final Four, but that's it.
Uh-huh.
You probably had Purdue and UConn.
So you're tearing up your bracket
today. Yeah, that's over. 7:48. We'll check Greg's weather here coming up here in just a few seconds. But we'll play one more time, kind of the season ender, on what Brad Underwood said after the game.
I didn't expect that. All tons of credit to UConn. I thought that we were in a good spot at half, especially after the slow start. I thought Klingon dominated the first half with his defensive abilities. We obviously came out in the second half and got blitzed. Got some decent looks. Kind of felt like we were doing some of the things we've always done. But, Donovan made good blocks. And then they do what they do. They got out in transition, turned some of those blocks, turned a few turnovers into into layups, but give them credit. I'd be I stink at these, and end of the season deals. 29 wins, Big Ten championship, Elite Eight. I don't want one person in this program that's had anything to do with our men's basketball program to remember it about this game. What an incredible season. They took a coach on a ride that was so fun. It's the funnest group of guys I've ever been around to coach in terms of enjoyment, the professionalism, their achievement. You know, it's very hard to win 29 games in college basketball. This team did that playing the schedule that we played. Today wasn't our day. We're a game short of the Final Four. You know, getting to the Elite Eight is not something that we're gonna just forget about and blow off. That's quite a successful season. Coleman's been with us 4 years. What an unbelievable, unbelievable season that he's had, and unbelievable career. Marcus has been with us a year, so we've got the gamut. The guy that's been with us four, the guy that's been with us one, both of them all league players. Both of them as good a people as they are players. Marcus came in and was everything and more that we thought he would be when he transferred in. The same from Quincy, the same from Justin. And obviously, you know, Terrence, you know, being a part of that. Our young guys, I feel great about. But great, great season, tough ending. Man, I'm so blessed. I mean, I'm truly blessed that I got to coach this group. And today wasn't what any of us expected. But that being said, I might be the most blessed person in college basketball today.
It is hard to come to the microphone after such an emotional, and let's just make sure we all understand who Brad Underwood is. He's a massively competitive human being.
Mm-hmm. There's text coming in. This one's blitzed is an understatement. That was downright embarrassing. You know, there are people that are a little bitter about the way things wrapped up. We get that.
It's like, man, oh, man, what the heck? I mean, do something else or adjust or whatever. You know, there's a lot of people that thinking, you know, hey, could we have done something different? But I'm not sure we beat UConn in 10 games. That's kind of where I am on the thing. So the Cardinals had a tough one late last night.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The first series of the season is in the books for the Cardinals, and the Cardinals dropped 3 out of 4 in Los Angeles. They had a 4-0 lead, only to have the Dodgers come back to win 5-4, and they won it on a home run by Max Muncy.
Dodgers have a very good lineup. They are tough to beat. Cardinals had a chance to do so. A highlight of the game was Steven Matz pitching well, and Victor Scott picking up his first 2 major league hits. Good for Victor.
And Victor Scott was able to score some runs, a game winner in the game on Saturday night, and helped the Cardinals to a 4-0 lead. But the bullpen was overtaxed in the first 3 games. It showed up yesterday.
So extra innings, rain, and short starts the first couple of days did the Cardinals in yesterday. They should be more at full strength today.
And that's against the Padres in San Diego. We're on the air tonight at 7:45. Ricky will have the lineups at 8:30. I'll bring you the first pitch thrown by Matt Waldron at 8:40 Central Time. Kyle Gibson will start for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banff Saturday, classic spring weather pattern continuing on here for this week. Matter of fact, almost late winter feel at times by the middle part of the week, and we'll certainly move right back from late winter to an almost early summer feel at some point by mid to late next week. No shortage of rainfall continuing on in these early days of April, including maybe some of the white stuff. Cloudy, mild for the day today. A shower around this morning. Showers, thunderstorms get going this afternoon. 65, but in a range of temperatures actually north to south out of Champaign County. Gusty east wind. Periods of rain tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm. Low down to 52 for the day tomorrow. Northeast to north winds get going. 15 to 25 and gusty. 53 in the morning, falling to the 40s in the afternoon. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm as well for the morning hours. Late night snow and rain tomorrow night. A low down to 35 and a few showers of snow and rain for the day on Wednesday up to 45. 40s for highs on Thursday. 50s Friday and Saturday. 60s to low 70s Sunday, Monday, and thunderstorms return. For Steve AJ Broadcasting and Meteorologist Greg Solgang.
All right, thank you, Greg. So we're going to a little up and down, a little weather in the next. This has been an amazing season. The winter was pretty darn easy as it goes.
Yep.
Spring has been great. We've got a lot of sunshine. How was Easter? Man, it was sunshine.
Yeah.
Sun in 70.
And then on Saturday, so many Easter egg hunts, and the kids had some great weather. We were in the 70s on Saturday with the sunshine.
It was awesome. So we've had great weather around here. The farmers got the thinking going. I mean, you got to figure out when you're starting and all that. It's going to be wet here for a while. So we got all that going on. I do enjoy driving around the country when there's no crop, because then you can see a lot better.
Right.
So it's...
And actually, driving yesterday to church, I went to St. Joseph in Ivesdale early for my brunch plans to get everything on time. And just to see the pink clover coming up was amazing. So one of the things I did getting into the weekend, Stevie, was I went to the Virginia Theater and saw that Ancient Aliens live with my husband, Mike.
How was the Ancient Aliens?
I liked that discussion about UFOs with Nick Pope that we had on the radio, and Giorgio and the whole cast of Ancient Aliens live. Now we have some things coming up. Champaign Park District with their dance arts will have Snow White Ballet this coming weekend. So the Virginia.org to get tickets to that this coming weekend. And then on Tuesday, April 9th, A.J. Croce is going to be singing songs of his dad with the 50th anniversary of Jim Croce. I know he passed away in, a plane crash, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, he was doing some helping people.
Right.
Jim Croce and Bad Leroy Brown, Time in a Bottle. He had so many hits.
Operator, Don't Mess Around with Jim. So we've got tickets to that as you text in Croce, as the Virginia Theater has that show on Tuesday, April 9th. And then that following Friday night, April 12th, we'll have tickets to give away for Kansas. If you want to text in Kansas.
On My Wayward Son, Dust in the Wind.
Absolutely. So it's great having this partnership with the Champaign Park District and the Virginia Theater, and giving our listeners a chance to win some tickets.
Yep, it'll be fun, be good. Every month we honor law enforcement, and we're going to do that again coming up. We're going to meet our law enforcement official of the month. That'll be in just minutes.
Yay!
You'll want to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive. And looking forward to that in just a few moments. All right, again, you're welcome to text in on the Fisher National Bank text line if you would like. 217-359-2255. We'll break for the news, meet our law enforcement official of the month. That will be coming up. Also, Trey Yinks live from Israel on what's happening there. That's all coming up. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Body and Soul has everything you need to get ready for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Thursday, April 25th, it's the Green Street Mile. Friday is the 5K, and the marathon is back on the 27th. Get the personalized service you need. Your official Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon merchandise sponsor is Body and Soul. Personalized service. Body and Soul take care of you with all the gear and making sure the shoes are just right. 1317 North Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit Body and Soul Sports.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.